Yesterday we left off on Mem Aleph on the base, on the top, where the Gemara has the Klalab Shebechlalas, Ein Loik Malov. And there are two versions, but you don't get Malkus at all. You only get one Malkus, you don't get a few times Malkus. Lab Shebechlalas appears in Sanhedrin Adav Samach Gimel, but it's a different kind of a Lav Shebechlalas there. It's the same word, but it's a totally different meaning. The example the Gemara has there in Sanhedrin is, you have a Pasuk, Lo Soch Lal Adam, and has different levels of understanding. So the Ramban Al HaTorah gives a Pasuk Pshat, that the practice of the Ovidi Avodah Zarah in the days of Maimon HaSin, the days of Matan Torah, was that they would slaughter an animal, and they would gather together, they would sit around in a circle, and they would shecht an animal, and they would have a pool of blood, and they would do some kind of magic or some kind of incantations or Avodah Zarah or something. So he thinks that that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. And then the Gemara has a few additional levels of interpretation. So one interpretation is Lo Soch Lal Adam. When you have a korban, you won't zerik the dam yet, so you're not permitted to eat the korban before zrikas adam. That's a law. Another interpretation is Sanhedrin shehargu es hanefesh. If Sanhedrin 23 decided someone gets the einish misa, so you need halana sadin. They think it overnight, then they come back the next day and they vote again. Then they give them the death penalty, so they shouldn't. The Gemara says it's not a smart idea to make the Gemara din in the morning to give them the death penalty, then they can't eat a whole day long. So you give the Einish Misa an hour before the Shkia. So they'll have to fast for an hour. Why should they put themselves in a situation where they'll have to fast the whole day? So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. What else? The Gemara has a few levels of interpretation. So another level of interpretation is Lasoch Lukodim She Tispalol Al Dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven Shachris. So the Meiri in Baba Metzia raises the issue. This topic of Lav Shevachlolos appears in Baba Metzia also. By Tosis quotes it. Baba Metzia Dav Kuf Tezvav. Chavar Rechaim Varechet. So the Meiri, I saw the Meiri there. Could be it's in a few places. So the Meiri there says, what do you mean? Davening is a din and a Torah. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam is of the opinion, tefillah is midrabbanan, means that the fact that you daven three times a day, four times a day, five times a day, and Yom Kippur, you say, ne'ilah, musaf, five times a day, the fact that we have a particular text, a nusach ha'tefillah, that's midrabbanan. But the Rambam's opinion is a big chiddush, that to daven once a day, every day, that's a biblical obligation, that's based on the pasuk. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Tainus. The other Rishonim think not so. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees with the Rambam. He says the obligation to daven every day, even once a day, every day, is only by the Rabbanan. There's only an obligation to daven when there's a pandemic, when there's a flood, when there's a war, when there's a major catastrophe going on. Now there's talk when you have a big epidemic going on, then it is a mitzvah and a Torah to daven. But if someone needs a shidduch, he needs a refuah, he needs a parnosa or something, so that's that davening is only, even a tzoras hayochid, tefillah be'ez tzoras, is only there if it's a tzoras harabin. Tzoras hayochid is only with the rabban. If there's no tzora, everything is going well, so there are bad things that the whole din of tefillah is only with the rabban. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that he thinks the Rambam also agrees with the Ramban, that only tefillah be'ez tzoras is there if, but the Rambam was of the opinion that the human situation is so fragile that the human being is always be'ez tzor. Yeah, but the Ramban holds more than that. Ramban holds only tzoras rabim. Only the tzoras atzibur is tefillah deraisa. If there's a tzoras ayochid, the person is deathly sick, tefillah is not deraisa. Only tzoras rabim. So it's not exactly the way the Rav said. Yeah.
Is there a kiyum deraisa tefillah?
The Ramban says for sure there is. He says, Inyan HaTfilah is deraisa, but the Chi of Tfilah is only the Rabban. When Inyan HaTfilah, that was what she thought, that that's what the Ramban meant in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is a Kiyum deraisa. When you dive into the Rebbe Shalom, it's not like talking to the walls. The Rebbe Shalom is listening. And you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered if you ask than if you don't ask. That's how the Gemara says. It says, Veshamati kechanunani. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim that if a person is mean to the Yosam Valmana, so he deserves to be punished. Why does it say him tzok yitzak elav veshamati kechanunani? He may cry out to the Rabban Shalaylam that God should punish me because I was mean to him. And if he doesn't cry out, I deserve a punishment even if he doesn't cry out. The Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Marim lihi parea, in heaven, they'll hasten to punish me if I was mean to a person, if he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be punished, it'll be Memarim lihi parea, but they'll punish me anyway. So you see that tefillah has a koyach, even a ben kovako, it's going to happen. Sometimes the tefillah has it happen faster. That's a Rambam. That Inyan HaTfilah is the Reis. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that means a Kiyum. A Kiyum is the Reis. Yeah. That's a Chiddush. That there's such a thing. The Netziv writes in one place, I think it's stuck at the end of Parshas. No, it's at the end of Chukaisai, in his commentary on Chumash. He says when he came to Valojin, to learn of Valojin, he was before Bar Mitzvah, I think. He came to learn before Bar Mitzvah. Then soon after his bar mitzvah, he married the Rosh Hashiva's daughter. He married the daughter of Rabbi Tzalei Valojin, who was the son of Rabbi Chaim Valojin. So he, and she was older than him. So he writes, when he came to learn of Valojin, there were still people who remembered Rabbi Chaim Valojin, and they said all the things that they heard from him in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So he said, this is really authentic. What he heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, he heard it when he was a young student learning in Valojin, that the Vilna Gaon said that even though the obligation to eat matzah only applies on the first night of Pesach, but if you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, it is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Other people in our generation deny that the Vilna Gaon ever said it because it doesn't make any sense because the word mitzvah means betzuvah. So there's no such thing as a mitzvah kiyumis unless it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But the Netziv says he heard it when he first came to the yeshiva. Rav Chaim Valojin was not alive, but he heard it from people who heard it from Rav Chaim Valojin. He said it over the name of the Vilna Gaon. So based on that, Rav Chaim Valojin comes to answer his kasha. Rashi writes towards the very end of Chumash VaYikra, the very end of B'chol Kaisai, says Chomayse Baka Vetzon Kol Oshiyav Tachas Hashavet Hoasiri Yia Kodesh Lashem. You makrish Maise Behem. Then what do? You makrif it as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Who eats it? Who gets it? So in the days of the Goyim, there were shitas that Maise Behem is one of the Chof Talad Matnas Kuhuna. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin there are 24 Matnas Kuhuna. So the question is, there are more than 24 Matnas Kuhuna. So all the Rishonim who calculate which are the 24, they all assume that you're bunching a few together, you're counting a few as one. So they go in and made a calculation, and they are according to their cheshbon, Maaseh Behem is one of them, Matnas Kuhuna. And Rashi says it doesn't say in the Chumash, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, it's in the Gemara anywhere, so it's not. The farmer's mafresh Maaseh Behem, he brings it to Rishonim and he eats it himself. It's not from the Matnas Kuhuna. It doesn't say anywhere. So the Netziv says, what do you mean it doesn't say anywhere? It's a pasuk in Devar HaYomim. It says, I think, when they came back in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni period, they were mafresh Maaseh Behem. So they went to Yerushalayim and they gave it to the Kohanim. So it's beferish that they gave it to the Kohanim. How can Rashi say that it's not the Matnas Kuhuna? And most assume like Rashi. Most assume like Rashi, not like the Goyim. The different opinions, how you calculate the Chof Talad Matnas Kuhuna. So one of the issues involved is Machlekes, whether Maaseh Behem is Matnas Kuhuna. The other issues are just which do you bunch together and which do you separate, just for counting purposes. But this is an issue of Allah HaMaseh. Then it seems to suggest, he heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, there's such a concept as a mitzvah of Shus, so maybe when the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim that they brought the Maaseh Behem to Yerushalayim, they gave it to the Kohanim, maybe there was a mitzvah kiyumis. But Rashi meant to say, there's no mitzvah kiyumis. You're not mechuyev to. That's his suggestion. Then he has another suggestion, that even though the obligation, he talks about lokuach. There's a Gemara Bav Mitzian Daf Peches. Aser Tasas Kol Tva Zarecha Hayotze Hasad Deshan Hashan. I think that's how the pasuk reads. Aser Taser and Parshas Re'ei. So the pasuk says Kol Tva Zarecha. So the Gemara has a drosh in Bav Mitzian Daf Peches Zarecha Velo Halokuach. If you buy from someone else, then the whole chiyah parashas Tumas Amaisis is only by the Rabbanon. So how many people are farmers? There aren't too many farmers in Eretz, probably less than 1% of the population. Everybody's in high tech. Everybody's making billions. Hardly anybody isn't farming now. Years ago, a lot of people were farmers. So I mean, the whole hafroshes, chumas, and maises today is only mederabbanan. Everything is all mederabbanan. So Tesis there on the daf has the different opinions. Maybe lokuach ischai menator. So the Netziv has a suggestion. Even if one should assume that lokuach, the chiyuv to be mafrish is only mederabbanan, but he thinks if you go ahead, you're mafrish, it'll be chal menator. If you will be mafrish, it'll be chal menator. We spoke about the Raivid yesterday. We just spoke about the Raivid in the Sefer Kosv Sham, and the end of Chulin, quoted by the Kafta of Pharaoh, that even though the obligation to be mafrish tumas amaisis menatara is only on dogim tivish v'yitzar, and maaser yerek is only the rabbanan, and maaser peres v'ilan is only the rabbanan, but the Raivid has a wapra b'chidush that even if you're mafrish on kidneys, on beans, on anything, it's chal menatara. The chiyav hafrash is only the rabbanan. But if you're mafresh, it's chal menator. That's a big chiddush. That's a bigger chiddush than what the Netziv said. The Brisker Rav in the Shiurim apparently was not aware of this Netziv at the end of Bechukosai. So the Talmidim wrote over in the Shiurim of the Brisker Rav that he came up with such a chiddush also. He also came up with such a chiddush that even though Lokuach is not chayiv lahafresh menator, but if you're mafresh, he suggested that it would be chal. Okay. His great-grandfather said like that. And it's seen that like that. Yeah. So getting back again. So the Meiri has a comment. If tefillah b'chol yoyim is only with the Rabban on the way over, how can you have a pasuk in Chumash that tells you that there's an isa deraisa to eat before you daven shacharis? You're not mechuyev to daven shacharis unless there be an epidemic or something. So you're not allowed to eat? How can it be? So he suggests that maybe it's only an asmachta. Or maybe, he says, according to the Rama, maybe it's a real droshik mor deraisa. Maybe it is a din deraisa. You're not allowed to eat before you daven shacharis. But he says, according to the other Rishonim, it's either an asmachta, or maybe it's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to eat before you say kriya shma. I don't know how that fits in with the drosha. Lo sochlo al hadam. Lo sochlo kodim she tispalalu al bimchem. So when you daven, you ask for your life. That's al hadam. If you're saying kriya shma, you're not asking for your life. He's being mekabel al mafu shamayim. How does it fit in with the words? How can that be min haTorah? I don't know. So there's anat gemara losoch lo ladam. So the gemara says you don't get malchus on any of these because it's a lav shebechlolus. So we had a tesis. The tesis was discussing. Lav shebechlolas. The top tesis on Amud Aleph, somewhere. It's in the Lamed. Well, already. In loikim al lav shel chayy chof dalad Amud Aleph. The second tesis in the top. Chof dalad Amud Aleph. So they quote Rav Lezer Mimitz, he was a Talmud of the Rabbein Atam. He wrote the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He tries to figure out which are the 613 mitzvahs. In each mitzvah, he gives you a little bit of a description. And every so often, he'll write an original chiddush, like a Bala Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says, "Kol shabakodesh posel bar kasa b'dit l'naisese alach ilosa." Whenever you have psuli hamikdashim, so there's a lab, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, "But if you do go ahead and eat it, you wouldn't get malchus because it's a lab shabechlolus." So the Rav Lezer Mimitz was bothered with Akasha. There's a Mishnah that says that one who eats pigul is like it. The lab is based on that pasuk, and the Gemara says that pasuk is a lab shabechlolus. She ain't like him a lot. So Rav Lezer Mimitz gives a teretz. He says the pshuto shel mikra and that pasuk is speaking about pigul. It's a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh that sharp psulei hamikdashim are also included in the pasuk. So the din ain loikim alav shebechlolus means you don't get malchus on the drasha on shegamze nechla b'halav. If this too is included in the pasuk on the pshuto shel mikra on Torah shebechsav, you get malchus because as we do in the lav da chasima. So it says Lasachsim Shabbadisha, it says, and it means what it says, Lasachsim Shabbadisha. But if you have a pasuk, Mshutu Shamika means one thing, and the Torah Shabbat adds on additional levels of interpretation in the pasuk, which are not Lefi Pshuto, so then you're not like it on the additional levels of interpretation. Malkus is only on the Pshuto Shamikra, the Torah Shabbat. That seems to be what Tosfos says in Sanhedrin on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos asks the kasha. Our Gemara, we already learned it. The Machlokes Rabba v'Rav Chisda. Why is it mutar min haTorah to cook on Yontif for Shabbos if you make an erev tavshilin? The whole institution of erev tavshilin is only made Rabbanan. So why is it mutar to cook min haTorah? So in the middle of that Gemara, the Gemara says on Mem Zayin on the days, the one who does melacha on yantiv is loike. One who does melacha on yantiv is loike. And Tosis quotes here, the bottom Tosis, I'm involved on the days, Rabba, I'm ain't a loike. So they quote the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei, the one who's wrote a chalas dvash, according to Rablazer, the Tana Rablazer, it says, Yaris hadvash, in Sefer Shmuel, I think in Sefer Shmuel. It says Yaris HaDvash, and Reb Leizer is of the opinion that Dvash, even though it doesn't grow from the ground, has a status like Mechubel HaKark, and if you scrape off the honey from the honeycomb on Shabbos HaYontav, that's a Melacha. Roi Dechavas Dvash B'Shabbos B'Shogei Chayim Chattas, and he's it B'Yontav is Loike. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why is he Loike? Tosfos asks the Kasha there in Sanhedrin, why are you Loike if you do a Melacha on Yontav that you're not allowed to do? It's a lapsha b'chlolus. The Chumash says not to do melacha savoida, and it includes 39 different isurim. Azareh, Acharish, Adosh, Akotzer. 39 different isurim, let it be a lapsha b'chlolus. The Tosfos answers that no one melacha is more b'mashma in the pasuk than the other one. If the pasuk, kol melacha savoida lo sasu, if the pshuto shel mikra would have referred to one or two melachas, and the rest would also be included because Torah Shabbat Peh, then you would say you only get Malkus on that, not on this. But all the 39 are on equal level. They're all of Hipshut Shal Mikra. It says not to do Malachas Abayi. The Malachas Abayi includes all the 39 Malachas. Unless it's Tzarech HaLachan Nefesh, then it's Mutter. But if it's not the Tzarech HaNefesh, then everything is on the same level. And everything is Pshut Shal Mikra. That's what Tosfos answers. So Tosfos doesn't learn Lapsha B'chlolus, meaning if you have a pasuk that has more than one level of interpretation, you don't get Malkus on anything. No. It's the Tosfos there saying the same as Rav Leizer and Mitzvah and Chavdal and Amaral. When you have a pasuk and Pshuto Shel Mikra refers to Pigul, and the Torah Shabbat Peh kvetches in that not only is it speaking about Pigul, it also refers to Kol Shar Psul HaMikdosh. So then you only get Malkus on the Ikalav. What's a Lav Tofel? That's Rav Soloveitchik's terminology. If you have a lav tofel, a lav shebechlol is gamzeh nechlol b'halav. So on a gamzeh, on the Torah Shabbat Peh, you wouldn't get malchus. The Ramban asks the same kasha in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. How come the Gemara says one who does melacha b'yontif is loike if you don't have a heterach on nefesh? So the Ramban answers that it's not a lav shebechlol because it's all shein echon. It's one nisim malacha, and he gives a mashal if you eat a third of a kazayas of Niblas Ha'oif, and a third of a kazayas of Niblas Behema, and a third of a kazayas of Niblas Behema, of Chaya. So it's all mitzvah from Yachad to get Malkus. I ain't assuming mitzvah from Zemz. And the answer is no, it's all Shem Echad. It's all Nevela. Nevela is the same thing. Whether it tastes like this or it tastes like that. So he says, Malacha is Malacha. It's all Shem Echad. Malacha and Yontav is Malacha. So the Ramban holds that if it would have been, that's a big question. On Shabbos, there's a din of chiluk malachas. If a person knows that today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know any of the malachas. He never heard of Chorish, Zareh, Kotz, Adosh, he knows it, whatever. You're not allowed to talk on the telephone. That's all he knows. But he does know about the other 38 malachas. So then he's chayv many chatos, even though it's so behelam, he's chayv many chatos. So Rabbi Menachem Zemba has a whole kuntres Tetzor Eskayim. I think his father-in-law passed away. His father-in-law had a hardware store, and he used to support Rabbi Menachem Zemba to sit and learn. And then after the father-in-law passed away, so Rabbi Menachem Zemba had to take over the hardware store. So he worked for a living, and he was a goyin. So he put out this thin little Sefer Tzotzos Chaim, which is fantastic. Everything he wrote was fantastic. I think the father-in-law's name was Chaim. So it's all about the dinim of Hoytzoch. So he has some of these essays that he has in the Tzotzos Chaim are relevant to all the other malachas also. There's one major essay there. What is the idea of Chiluk Malachas all about? Is it that the 39 malachas have 39 different isurim, like chelev adam? Like if a person eats a kazayis chelev and kazayis dam helem echad, he's chayv tu chatois. That's called shemes mechlokin. Or maybe I should say no, that basically it's all shem echad. The 39 malachas are shem echad. But because there are 39 different tzuris ha-malacha, so maybe that's the mechalek. Where do you find like that? Pasuk tells you that there's chilek malachas of Shabbos. Do you find such an idea that because the different tzuris ha-malacha, so there is a Mishnah increases, there's a Tana, I think we pass like that, there's a Tana Rabbi Shua, quoted by the Mishnah, who says, if you moil behegdish, that tamchuyim mechalken, let's say I ate some bizarre carbonus, oilus, I ate carbonus. So one carbon was broiled, and one carbon was fried, and one carbon was cooked with soup. And I ate three kazesim, but it's all the same thing. I'm a zar and I ate a chatos, or it's a carbon oilo, and everybody's a zar, even the kohen is a zar. So, but since one was cooked, and one was fried, and one was broiled, so that's called tamchuyim mechalkin. Each one was cooked in a different way, has a different flavor to it. So that's also mechalik. So you have to have a pasuk to say like that. See, here there's a pasuk that there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos. Chiluk malachas means if you violate all the 39 malachas, you chayv 39 chatois. So the Rabbi Nachman Zemeh has a fundamental machlokes, whether it's Shemus Mechlokin, some Rishayim say explicitly, it's like Chelev Adam, Shemus Mechlokin. Others say, no, it's not, it's really Shem Echad, but it's like Tamchuyim Mechalkin. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to talk about that machlokes of Rishayim. The first year on Shabbos, Masech HaShabbos, he would talk about what's the nature of the Lavent. Lavent has Melochas, that would be the Shir Pticha to Masech HaShabbos. And then the first daf in Bava Kamma. Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph and Bava Kamma has two opinions. If a person is being mechalel Shabbos and you warn him, don't do that, that's a malacha, you're going to get a skilo. So do you have to tell him that's a malacha of Choresh? Or you just tell him it's a malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be masre, the told of b'shem ha'av, you have to say what the malacha is, the particular malacha. Just say, don't be mechalel Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that l'chore, that's the machloikis. Whether is it just 39 ways to violate malach, it's all shem echad. Like the Ramban said, all the lamentav malachas are shem echad. So the pasuk only has one issa, not to do malach on yom. So it's not a lapsha b'chlolos. Or should I say no, that there are really 39 different isurim. Not 39 ways to violate the isa malach. 39 different isurim, like chel v'dam. So again, so the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, says that if you violate Lo Soch Lal Adam, any one of those Isurim eat, when the Korban Kodim Shem Nizrak Adam, and the Bezin will eat, if they gave the Einish Misa to someone, anyone who violates any one of those Isurim is not like it. What do you mean is not like it? So one opinion is, the Ramban holds if it would have been Shemus Mechlokin, then you wouldn't be loika on anything. If the different Shemus, you wouldn't be loika on anything. And Tosfos and Rabbi Lezer Mitz hold, no, that's not the word. It's you're not loika on a lav tofel. What the Torah Shabbat Peh says is also included in the Pasuk, on that you're not loika. But whatever's Pshutus on Mikro, Torah Shabbat Chsav, on that you are loika. See, that's the question that we raise. What about the Pasuk Loisechonim? So the Gemara had three levels of interpretation, but it could be that all three are lefi pshuto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, write lo sechonim. It's miloshon chanoya lesitlam chanoya bekarke. You're not allowed to sell a farm to a nochri in Eretz Yisrael. Then lo yisechein be'enechem. You're not allowed to praise a nochri. Then you're not permitted to give a matan schinim to a nochri. So the verb lo sechonim, the verb sechonim, is miloshon chanoya, miloshon chinam, and miloshon chen. It could be that all three are lefi pshuto. It can't be, it's not mishem echad. The Pashto says it's not mishem echad. It's three different shemes. According to the Ramban, you shouldn't get malchus on anything. But according to Tosfos, that the vort is on Torah Shebichsav you get malchus. Whatever additional isurim are included in the pasuk, because the Torah about Ped Darshan, so on that you don't get malchus. So it could be over here you would get malchus on all three. Anyway, so that gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, that's one kind of lav shebichlolos. This is a different ganz and a different kind of lav shebichlolos. This is because you have a pasuk that includes two different things, like layachvo rechaim barechev. So if the person is chayvol both rechaim and rechev, so do you say it's shem echad rechaim barechev? He's only loike once, or do you say no, he's loike twice, or do you say he's not loike on anything? Not loike on anything. That would be like the Ramban understood that if you have one pasuk that has more than one prohibition in it, so you're not loike on anything. It's a different kind of lav shebichlolos. Yeah. There's such a taisus in the end of the first perek in Erevin. There's a gemara with a taisus there. The gemara there calls it a different name, not lav shebichlolos. The gemara calls it that lav shenitlan l'saris misbezim, but it doesn't mean what it usually means. It's misleading expression. Lav shenitlan l'saris misbezim means like this. Let's say a person's mechal shabbos, but he's a good friend of mine. So I don't want to give him the death penalty. So I say, don't be mechal shabbos. We're going to bring it to Bezin. We're going to give you Malchus. We're going to tell the Bezin they should give you Malchus. And he goes there. He says, I don't care. Give me the Malchus. So we bring him to Bezin. So it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. In the beginning of the first Amud Beis, in Perek Elei and Aloiken. So we pass him Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, I think. So we pass him that since the love of not to be Mechal Shabbos normally gets Misa, so that's not the same as Lasachsim Shabbatish, not Dumi the love, the Chasima. So you don't get malchus on that. That's called lav shenitlan l'saris misa bezin. This lav, not to be mechal shabbos, is not a plain old lav like l'sachsim shabbadisha. It's from the chamuris. The isurim, the Rambam, this divides all of the lavim into two groups in Hilchos Tshuva. There are kalos and there are chamuris. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva that the way we assume l'halacha, there's never any kapara unless a person does tshuva. So he says, a person gets the death penalty, and the bezin kills him, so he gets a mechilas, he gets a kapara, only if he says vidui. The Mishnah says, we tell him, hisvadeh, you say vidui, shukol ha-misvadim, kol ha-mamasa misvadim, and kol ha-misvadeh will get a kapara. If he's not going to do tshuva before they give him the death penalty, the misa will not be a kapara. Or when a person gets malchus, he gets niklachicha leinecha kimishaloka areyu kirachicha. He gets a mechilas avanis. That's only if he does tshuva. So we tell him do tshuva. What else? When you bring a chatos, when you bring a korban anoshim, bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. You say vidui in connection. You don't say vidui. You say you don't get a kapara. What else is a mechapa? Yom Kippur is mechapa. So it's a machlokes hatanoim, machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. But Yom Kippur is only mechapa if also tshuva. Or Yom Kippur is mechaper, afilu lo yosa tshuva. So the Rambam paskins la'alocha that Yom Kippur is only mechaper if osa tshuva. We explain, what do you mean the Rambam paskins? What l'may nafkimin la'alocha l'maysa, it's an issue for the Bezon Shalmaila, whether he got a mechilas avaynas or not. So the Mishnah tells you, no, the Bezon has to decide whether Yom Kippur is mechaper or not. The din is, let's say, if a person was chay, a person did a sofik aver in ischai ben Hashem talui, and then Yom Kippur comes and goes, and it didn't yet bring the Hashem talui. So the Mishnah says in the end of Krisis, once it was over all of Yom Kippurim, he's not mechayev to bring the Hashem talui after Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is mechaper on the sofik aver. So that's the shaila. What if Yom Kippur came, and he knows that he ate sofik chaylev, sofik shuman, and he's chayev ben Hashem talui, and he didn't do tshuva? He's still going to be sloppy. He doesn't plan to be more careful. Whatever is a suffix, he will violate. He's only not going to violate Vade Yisur. He will violate suffix Yisur. So if he held Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, then he's still Mechuyiv to bring the Hashem Tol. If he held Yom Kippur is Mechaper, then he's not Mechuyiv to bring the Hashem Tol. So it's a Shaila that the Bezon Shalmata has to paskin on. Is he obligated to bring the Hashem Tol? We assume you can. There's a machlekes hatanoim. Can a person volunteer to bring an Hashem Tola? But there the shaila is an afkamin al alocha. Is he mechuyev to bring the Hashem Tola after all of Yom Kippur? And then the Pnei Yeshua adds on the Minkatsha was the main antagonist against the Zionist movement. So the Minchas Aluza. So the Minchas Aluza quotes this Pnei Yeshua. He writes that it was his ancestor. I think he writes Pnei Yeshua was an ancestor of his. So he quotes the Pnei Yeshua at the end of Ksubas, where the Gemara says, V'chipa ad masai amoy, the closing, the concluding pasuk in Shiras Azinu. V'chipa ad masai amoy, that kol ha-mahalach da'al-aram is beretz yisrael nimchala ma'ben-oisav. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's only if he does tshuva. So the Minchas Aluza got all excited about that. So he says that these apikusim, shkotzim, these goyim, these Zionists, these anti-religious, they think they're going to walk down the Namaz, so they're going to get mechilas avonos. Never. It's not going to happen. Because the Pnei Yeshua says, based on the Rambam and Perek Aleph and Hilchas Tshuva, that you never get a kapara unless you do tshuva. You never get a kapara. So there the Rambam has one exception to the rule. We don't have this in the Babli. The Rambam had a girsa in Yerushalmi that has like this, but in the Babli it doesn't exist. In Yerushalmi, I think, is also a question of a girsa. The Soyer HaMishtaleach, this bunch of this Amigdush HaYakayam, is Mechaper, there are Kalos and Chamuris. Chamuris are Nisa, an Aver in the Chumash that you have Koris and Mises Bezin. That's called Chamuris. And Kalos is an Aver, where there's no Koris and there's no Mises Bezin. So the Rambam quotes a passage from the Yerushalmi that the Soyer HaMishtaleach, Bizman HaMigdosh, is Mechaper, and Kalos, Afilo Lo Yosef Tshuva. That's an exception to the rule. Everything else we assume is that there's no kapar unless you do tshuva, except the Soyer HaMishtaleach, Bizman HaMigdosh, and Isurim, and Kalos. So the Rambam tells you that, he had a Gemara like that, you divide all the Lavim into two categories, the Kalos and Chamuris. So the Gemara understands, Dumi the lav da chasima, you only get malchus if the lav is similar to lasasim shabedisha. It belongs to the category of kalos. If the lav belongs to the category of chamuris, like avodah zarah, like chilul Shabbos. So I like this, a good friend of mine. So when I warn him, don't do avodah zarah, don't do chilul Shabbos. I don't want to say, don't do it, we're going to give you the death penalty. We're good friends, I don't want to give him it. I just say, don't do chilul Shabbos, I'm going to give you malchus. And he says, I don't care, give me all the malchus you want. So we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, you can't give Malkus on a Nisa Chomer. That's a Lab Shanita Nasaris Mizbes. Malkus is only on the Isurim that are Kalim. On the Isurim Chamurim, there's no Malkus. So there's a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erevin. The Gemara talks about one who goes Chutz L'Tchum. So we pass on that Tchum is only Midirabbana. At least Alpai Mama, for sure, is only Midirabbana. Alpai Mama is 1 mil. Yud Beis Mil, so that's what the Rambam and the Shemachaber Paskins, that's their Raisa based on a Yerushalmi. But if you only walk 1 mil, Chutz L'Tchum 1 mil, that's Rabbi Akiva holds that's Tchum and their Raisa, and we don't accept Rabbi Akiva. Gemara said we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the question is, what lav did the person violate if he was Chutz L'Tchum? Al Yetzish Mimkomo, when the moon came down, so he said, Al Yetzish Mimkomo Bayam Ashvi. So the Tana who holds, Rabbi Kiva holds that Chumen is deraisa, holds that pasuk goes on Chumen. If you hold that Chumen is only the Rabbanan, what do you do with the pasuk? Al Yetzi Ish Bum Koma. So Rashi and Chumen says to me, Al Yetzi Ish Bum Koma, the Kelev Biyoda. There was no Erev in the Midbar. So you weren't allowed to carry. So every day when they went out to pick up the mon that fell down, every week there when they went, the mon fell down. So they would go out with pots and pans and Tupperware and containers, and they would put the mon. Everyone take a Sirus Reifa, everyone would take an Omer for each member of the household. So they would collect it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry, so you can't carry all the money in your hands, it's too much. So Yetzish Mum Kamla, the Kelev Yoda, it's assumed that it goes on Hoitzor. So the Gemara says, if you violate Chumen, there's never Misa, but if you violate Hoitzor, there is Misa. Hoitzor is one of the Lamentes of his Malachas. So the Gemara says, an idea that even if you violate Chumen, which can never lead to Misa, but since the Pasuk goes on Hoitzor, also Al Yetzish Mukama goes on Hoitzor, it goes on walking Chutz L'Tchum. So since the Pasuk also goes on Hoitzor, so it's a Lab Shenitan, Lasaris Misa Bezin, so you're not like it even on the Chumen. Why? But Chumen is an Isa Kal, it's not an Isa Chumen. So Tosfos interprets like that. The Gemara is discussing which is Pshuto Shel Mikra, which is the additional level of interpretation. So it could be that Pshuto Shel Mikra on the Pasuk is Al Yetzish Mum Kama Bikelu Biyoda, you're not allowed to carry. Rabbi Kiva holds that also included in the Pasuk The Torah Shebaal Peh says that also include gam zeh nichla ba'alav, lav shebichlal is gam isa tumen nichla ba'alav. So since it's only a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not a pshutai, so then it wouldn't be malkasan. So that's how Tesis interprets that gemara. Even though the Lashon HaGemara is that you don't get Malkas on Tchumen because it's a Lab Shenitla, Saras Misbezen, it's not the same, not what it meant in Makas. Lab Shenitla, Saras Misbezen, we warn them, don't be Mechalashah because we're going to give you Malkas instead of warning that he's going to get Misir. It meant which is the Yikib Shuta Shalmikon, which is a Drosha of the Torah Shabbat. So different, the term has different meaning in a different Gemara, you got to figure it out, yeah. Here there was a topic here of lifne iva l'sita michshol. Here on the fourth line from the top of mem on the base, beged she'ova baklayim habraisa, beged she'ova baklayim hareza loyim kerenu lenochri. Why? Because the lifne iva l'sita michshol. The nochri may resell it to a Jew, and the Jew will be in violation without realizing it. He'll be violating b'shegeg the isur of kalayim. So here the rishonim in this appears on Avodah Zarah. So the Rishonim asked their question. The Gemara says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that lifnei b'dei seita michshol only applies if you machshol the person in front of you. If it's lifnei b'lifnei, if I'm selling you something and you're going to resell it to someone else and he's going to do aveira on it, so then I'm not. That's not lifnei, but that's too far in advance of the aveira. That's lifnei b'lifnei, and there's no issa. So why is it prohibited over here? Beged shavah baklayim. I sell it to a nochri. The nochri can wear kelayim. I'm afraid the nochri may resell it to the Jew. So he's got to resell it to the Jew. Then the Jew will be in violation of wearing kelayim without realizing it. But that's, for me, that's lifnei de lifnei shedimut. So the Rishonim work on that kashya. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was fond of saying over, I think the Tosis Rid, he used to give a lot of bekiyas. Very different style from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. Very, very different style. Totally different style. He would always quote these awkward, irregular Rishonim. Rabbi Soloveitchik never liked it. Because he only liked him. Or Rashi Tosis and the Rambam. He didn't go for these exotic Rishonim. Rabbi Soloveitchik always would quote them. So he quoted the Tosis Rid as an interesting idea. If the one who's ultimately going to be doing the Aveir is going to be doing it b'shoigeg, Beged shavah baklayim hareza lam kerenu lenochri shem yachzer yim kerenu liyisrael. So the Yisrael is going to be in violation of shatnas b'shegeg. So that's even also if it's lifnei de lifnei. When the Gemara says lifnei de lifnei is mutter, that's a different case in the Gemara. I'm going to sell guns to a nochri who has a store. He sells guns. He doesn't even know how to hold a gun. He doesn't know how to hold a rifle. He's going to sell it to gangsters who are going to shoot people with it. And the gangsters are going to be doing the aver b'mezid. They're not going to be doing b'shegeg. But there's a din of lifnei iva l'sita michshol. You're not allowed to be mishtatef. You're not allowed to make a shutvus with a person who's doing an avera. So that's what the Gemara says. I lift and the lift and lo mifkidino. Because the fellow who's going to use the rifle to kill people or to gather from people, he knows that he's doing wrong. It's not I'm going to be machshel somebody b'shege. If you're going to be machshel b'shege, give me lifnei, the lifnei is awesome. But if the one who's doing that there is doing it b'mezid, so the issue is not to assist someone, not to be an accomplice to a crime. That's not called an accomplice. If I'm selling it to a storekeeper and he's going to resell it to the other one, so that's not called an accomplice to the crime. Anyway, so here on the side of the Gemara, it says, on that Gemara, Beged Shavu Baklayim, Reis Elohim Kirena Lenochri. So it says on the side, Ayin Tesus Chulnadav Tzarekei Amir Aleph. So if the Bramascha Ube Nimtza, Tesus is bothered with Akasha. Beged Shavu Baklayim means it's a linen beged, and by mistake they put in one thread of a wool, and now I can't tell which is the one thread of wool. I forgot which it is. And they're all the same color. I can't identify which it is. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. If you can't identify it, one should say that it's batel b'roiv. You say it's batel b'roiv, it should be kemisha eino. Let's say you have a little chazer shmatz falls into a pot of soup and it gets mixed up. And you have, let's say, shishim against it. You need shishim because it's tam ki ikir, either man atar min derabbanim. You need shishim. If it would be min b'mina, it wouldn't be min b'sheina mina. So the pashtus is that it would be batel b'roiv min atar. Why? It's a rov hatamir diser, and it's ein aniker. The iser is ein aniker. So I treat it kemisha eino. I know that when I'm sipping every spoon of soup, I'm swallowing a little bit of the iser. And I know if I drink enough soup, I will have swallowed a kezias of the iser. But since it's a bottle beroiv, so that's the din. Rov hatamir diser, and the iser is ein aniker. So it's bottled. So why not say beged shavu baklayim? I have a beged shel pishtim, and I have one chut of tzemer. I beged shel tzemer, I have one chut of pishtim, and I can't identify which is the one chut. I don't know which is which. Chutim all over the place. So why not say that it should be bottled beroiv? And it should be kemisha eino. Should be kemisha eino. So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that heta beheta loy bottle. Since tzemer alone is not also to wear. Pishtim alone is not also to wear. So each one is heter. So heter beheter loy batel. Because there's no clash between the two. The only time there's a din of bittul b'roiv is if there's a clash between the roiv and the miut. So then I say the miut loses its identity in the conglomerate. It's batel agav the roiv. But here, the tzemer is muta and the pishtim is muta. Together it creates a nisuk. So since it's heter beheter loy batel. Yeah, where does this come from? So this is basically, there's a famous Ran and Adorim on Daf Nun Gimel, Amar Aleph. The Ran and Adorim took over the whole Masechta. You have a lot of Adorim, you don't have to read the Gemara. The Ran tells you what it says in the Mishnah and the Gemara, what the Rashi says, what Tosfos says, what the Ramban says, what the Rambam says, what's difficult, you just have to read the Ran. The Ran took over the whole Masechta. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to joke, he said, the Ran doesn't let you give a shir on Adorim. The Ran was a Rosh Hashiv, and he said all there is to say. He says everything. He says everything. You have to understand the Ran. Okay. Not so easy. And Dorm, not so easy. So the Ran on the Dorm, Adaf Nun Gimel, has this famous essay regarding the Pasuk. And last week said in Parsha Zachary Mois, it says, Volokach midama por midama soyer. The Kengod la Yom Kippur mixes together. Ma'arvin lekronis, the Gemara says, he mixed together the Dam HaPor and the Dam Nisor HaSor LaShem. Mix them together. They do this week. Lifnai will lifname in front of the kapoiris, in front of the oran that you do separately, dama par dama sar. And the zrika in front of the parechas you do separately. But after you do that, those zrikas, the dama par dama sar separately, then ma'arvin, you mix together the two damim to do the zrika on the karnas amizbeach afnimi. So ma'arvin the kronas, so the Gemara says, so the hadovi yadush, a dama par meruba mi dama sar. Poira is a big fat animal. It's going to have more dam than a dam asa. So the Kohen Gadol holds, he does Kabbalah Sadam, he does all the Avodas on Yom Kippur. He's going to hold the Klisharis under the neck of the par for 2 seconds. He's going to have more dam than when he holds it under the neck of the Sor Lashem. He's going to have less dam. And if he holds it longer, so there's going to be more dam asar than dam apur. It's highly unlikely. It's one chance in a billion, trillion, zillion. It's going to be exactly the same. How can it be the same? Either the dam apur is going to be Merubah or the dam apur. Or the Dam HaSor is going to be Merubah. It's not going to be 50-50. So whichever one is in the Miut, whichever one is less than 50%, should be Batal B'Roiv. So when he does the Zrik on the Dalai Karnas on his Be'ech HaPnimi, I should say he's only being Zarek one. How do you say that he's Yotzi Batal? So Rav Yehuda derives from that the principle that Min B'Mino Lei Batal. But the Chachamim don't agree with Rav Yehuda. And Tosfos Paskens like a Chacham. And Rashi says we Paskan like Rav Yehuda. The Min B'Mino B'Mashu. And Rashi holds that Tam Kika Lav Deraisa, and Min Mimina he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos says everything in Rashi is wrong. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Min Mimina B'Masha. We don't paskin that Tam Kika Lav Deraisa. We paskin Tam Kika is Deraisa. Along Tosfos in Chulin, where they disagree with the both Chidushim that Rashi came up with. So the question is, according to the Chachamim, that there is no such din, that Min Mimina is B'Masha, so what do you do with the Pasuk? V'lokach HaKoyim Midam HaPar Midam HaSor. So the Gemara says, Mikan, from this Pasuk, you derive La'olin, Shei Mevatam Zez, if you have things that you're supposed to be makriv on the Mizbeach, the Dam HaPar is supposed to be Nizuk on the Mizbeach, and the Dam HaSor is supposed to be Nizuk on the Mizbeach. So they're both the same thing. So then, that's the din that is b'mashu. Rav Yehuda says that the pasuk means dam b'dam, mayim b'mayim, and yayin b'yayin is b'mashu. Even though one is also one is mutter, min b'min is b'mashu. And the Chachamim say no, mikan ba'olim. So the Ran explains what it is. They both say the same thing. Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan both say you only apply bitul b'roiv if there's a clash between the two. But if they're very similar, the Rav and the Miut are very similar, then there's no clash, and it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. So when is there no clash? Rav Yehuda holds that it depends on Metzias. So if it's Mim and Minav, Mayim be Mayim, Ayayim be Yayim, Adam be Dam, then it's B'mashah. The Ramana say, no, it doesn't depend on Metzias, it depends on Din. If it's Issa that fell into Heter, then it's Batal B'Rav. But Olam, they're both, if you have Heter be Heter, there's no clash in halacha. They're both heter. You have tzemer and you have pishtim. Tzemer alone is muta. Pishtim alone is muta. When they combine together, it becomes also. But right now, tzemer alone is muta and pishtim alone is muta. So you can't say bittul beroiv. And it's the same thing if you have oilim. The dam of the poor is supposed to be oil on the mizbech, and the dam of the soyer is supposed to be oil on the mizbech. So there's no clash between the two. They're both the same. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to jokingly refer to that ran as the telzer ram. In Telz, it was Yadu in Europe, they had a style, they would make chakiris all the time, and clear, does it din depend on Metzias, or does it depend on Din? So this Ran says that the both Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that whenever something is min b'minoi, it's not bottled, but the machlokes says, how do you determine whether it's min b'minoi? Rav Yehuda says it depends on the Metzias. If it's dam b'dam, in Metzias, it's the same thing as the ayin b'ayin, a mayin b'mayin, then it's going to be b'mashim. The Rabbanan say, no. If it's Issa and Heter, then it's Min Mishenim Min. If it's Heter and Heter, Olim, they're both Olim on the Mizbech, both the same, then there's no clash, then it's not both. So that's the answer that Tosis gives. So then Tosis is bothered with a kasha, but there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says if you have basa b'cholov, have a pot of flesh, and someone poured in tipas cholov, shenoflo, a few drops of milk fall into the pot of flesh. So if it's so little milk and so much flesh that there's shishim against the milk and you can't taste it, it didn't succeed. The cholov didn't succeed in giving tam into the basar. So the Mishnah says that there's no isa basar b'cholov. So Tosfos says to kasha, why? Because it's batel. So he asks, but it's heter b'heter. The milk alone is kosher milk and the flesh alone is kosher flesh. Only the combination of both together is the same as tzemer or pishtim. So just like Tosis gave the answer, heta beheta le batel, once you say heta beheta le batel by cholav and basar as well, so Tosis says, enochinami, it's not muta because the milk is batel. It's muta because derech bishol asra taira, if it's not nice and tam, so the isa doesn't get off the ground. But enochinami, it's not batel. You don't require that the cholav should be batel. If the cholov didn't succeed in giving the sinus tam into the basar, so that's a lack of derech bishol asuta. Let's say I'll soak the meat in milk for 24 hours. Kavish kamavushal. Kavish kamavushal is mutam and atar. It's only also loisavashal gedi. So the Gemara said, what is loisavashal bishol is in order to give the sinus tam? You put all the different foods together, all the different ingredients in the pot, you cook it all together, that it should succeed in giving the sinus tam. So since you have shishim against the milk and the basar, it's known as sinas tam. It's not that the milk is bottled, it doesn't succeed in creating an isa. So someone asked the question, if so, if there's no isa in the first place, you don't have to, it's not based on bittel. You don't have to say it's bottled. If it's not nice and tam, so there's no isa at all. So it should be mutal l'chatchila to pour a little bit of milk into the flesh. Because it's not that you're mevatel. If you have to be mevatel something, so then there's halacha, ein mevatel isa l'chatchila. You're not allowed to set up a situation where you're relying on bittel. But here, according to the Tosfos, it's not based on bittel. It's not based on bittel, it's just that there was no isa in the first place. It should be mutal l'chatchila to mix together a little bit of milk into the basar. So Rabbi Kivega has a famous tshuva about that. In Yerideya, the beginning of Hilchas Basar B'Cholov, they talk about that tshuva, something like Siman Reish Zayin or something, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, and he talks about it. So that's the famous Tosfos. Then there's one Tosfos has another suggestion. Maybe this whole din, Beger Tshuva B'Klaim, Harez Alein Kerena, maybe Menator, it is Bottom, maybe it's only made the Rabbanan, it's not Bottom. Nunu. That's not the famous shita. The famous shita is that Tosfos says heta beheta loy batel. On the question if heta beheta loy batel, that's why the tzemer and the pishtim are not mevatel each other. So why not say the same by the basar and the cholov? So Tosfos gave an answer that you don't need to come on to bittul. It's just that the isa doesn't get off the ground. The isa is only derech bishol asra Torah. if it succeeds, if by cooking the milk succeeds in giving the sinas tam chalav into the bust. So then we ask the question, so let it be mutar l'chatchila. So other Rishonim give a different answer. The Aguda gives a different answer. The Aguda is, I think, after the Rosh, if I'm not mistaken. Aguda was the Tama of the Rosh or something like that. One of the later Bali Atesis. And Yeridei, they quote, every other page they quote from the Aguda. When I was learning Yeridei, I borrowed this Sefer Aguda from my father's shul. I didn't Aguda. So one of the Balabatim was upset. Why am I getting involved in politics? He thought the Aguda had to do with the Aguda, the organization. I explained to him, it's a Sefer. So Yeridei has nothing to do with the politics. They have in the stories of the biography of the Taz, that Taz was a very poor man. He hardly had any svarim. It was once Matam and Aguna. He only had a Gemara, Yavamis, and a Tur. He didn't have any other svarim. The Shach was unbelievable. The Shach had access to everything. He must have had a Hashem. He must have had a Malach who helped him out or something. He had everything. He had all the svarim that were written and published in Greece also. And from all over svarim. He died at a very young age. But the Taz didn't have. So they have in the history books that and the biographies of the Taz. On one occasion, the Malach svarim was passing through the city where he lived. I forgot where he lived, where the Taz lived. And so the Taz says, he saw that he had an Aguda for sale. So the Taz said he'd like to look at it overnight. So he took the Sefer home and he read the whole Sefer from cover to cover and he gave it back the next day. And he said, I can't afford to buy it. It's too expensive. But I read the whole Sefer. And they say whenever the Taz quotes an Aguda, it's from that one night that he read it. He remembered what it says there. He didn't have it in front of him at the time. So he said to the Mechas Svarim, it wasn't right. In the first place, I didn't plan to buy the Sefer. So he paid him some money for the fact that he used the Sefer, even though he didn't buy it, because he says he read the whole Sefer and is going to try to remember what it said. Yeah. So the Aguda asks this question of Tosfos, if it had to the head, the loy batel. And that's why Beged Shavu Baklayim is not bottle. So why is Basa B'chala bottle? So whereas Taisus gave an answer, it's not that it's bottle. The Issa doesn't get off the ground. You don't need bittle by Basa B'chala. If the Chalav doesn't succeed in giving Tam into the Basa doesn't succeed in giving Tam into the Chalav, whichever the case happens to be. So the Issa doesn't get off the ground at all. And then Rabbi Kiveger says, it should be Mutal L'chatchila. There shouldn't be an Issa or Deim about an Issa L'chatchila. You're not relying on bittle. So on that kasha, the Aguda gives a different answer. He says, no, that basa b'cholav is based on bittul. If it's not nice and tam, it's not basa b'cholav tam ki ikar. And if it's not nice and tam, then it is based on bittul. But we said het b'heta le'batul. So he says, he answers, het b'heta le'batul only applies when you're dealing with threads. It's a yovish b'yovish. But if you're dealing with a lach b'lach, the milk, the tipas cholav, blended in a pot full of soup, that's a lach balach. It's a different kind of bittul. A bittul of lach balach is different from the bittul of Yavish. What do you mean bittul? What do you mean different? So there's a sugya in Bechoyrus on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara has an abstract shayla. When you have something that's bottled b'roiv, sounds like a chakira that they make today in yeshivas. When something is bottled bereiv, they say it's commanded leisei dami, and they say, despite the fact that it's commanded isei dami, but it's still bottled. So there's a stira in the Rambam. You look in the Rambam, the Gemara puts together a whole bunch of dinim, everything depends on this. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes from the Mari Kurkis, he wrote a running commentary on the Rambam. There's a steer in the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam must have understood when you get to the Maskanas HaSugya there, Mechor Zav Chav Gimel, it goes on and on. It's more than an Omad Gemara. It's a whole blood Gemara. When you get to the final Maskana, the Rambam understood that there's a difference between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish. The Taruv is Lach Balach, the beetle I treated, Commander Leisei Dami. And if it's Taruv is Yavish B'Yavish, you can't say Commander Leisei Dami. It's still the end. Just that you don't know which it is. So that's Commander Yisei Dami by this bottle. And the Gemara has nafkaminas between is it commanded is it dami commanded is it dami. The Gemara has a nafkamina. We did say chayzav benir. So the Shlomo the Vilna, the back of the Vilna Shas, Shlomo the Vilna was the magi on the Vilna Shas. He corrected the galleys when they were setting the type. So he says the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that, and Hilchas Pesach, that if a taruvis of chametz into matzah got mixed up before Pesach, so before Pesach you don't say chametz, on Erev Pesach we pasken, you don't say chametz is not b'mashu. The Rambam holds even on Erev Pesach chametz is b'mashu, but we don't pasken like that. Chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu, is only the taruvis occurred on Pesach. It occurred before Pesach, you can eat it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon because it's not b'mashu. But the Kshad is when it comes Leil Pesach, do you say Chayz Avinir? Or not? Maybe I should say when it comes Pesach, so Chametz is B'mashu. So the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. If it's Lach B'Lach, then you don't say Chayz Avinir. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, you do say Chayz Avinir. And the Gemara there in Pcheres, the Avchal Gimel says that question, whether you say, when you have more Risa fell in, whether you say Chayz Avinir or not, that depends on this abstract Chakira, whether Bittel Beroib is command, he said Dami command, or they say Dami. So Rav Shlomo Levilna points out that what the Mari Kurta said, the difference in the Rambam Shita, once you get to the Maskana, the difference between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish is accepted Allah Ala Mais and Hilchas Pesach. That by Lach B'Lach you don't say Chaz B'Nir, and Yavish B'Yavish you do say Chaz B'Nir. So that's another, it's a rich topic. Have Svarim written on that topic. Okay. And the original source is this Tosis in Chulin, Daf Tzedek, commenting on this Braisa Beged Shavah Bokla. Okay. Enough. Then we started Perikei L'Ovrim. So the Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of things that you can't have on Pesach. And the Gemara tells you the Kitzur, what was included in the Mishnah? Taruvas Chametz and Chametz Nukshah. Tarubis and Chametz Nukshah. So the Gemara says, whose opinion is it? So there's a Machlokes Amoraim, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Reb Meir is of the opinion that Chametz Nukshah is an Issa Deraisa, you get Malkus. He has a Rebbe from a Pasuk. The Gemara's going to fish around, where's the Pasuk? So one Amor is of the opinion that if Reb Meir holds that Chametz Nukshah is an Issa Deraisa, Kalvachayim and Tarubis, Chametz Dagen Gomer is Deraisa. The other Amor holds no. How is that a Kalvachayim? Chametz Nukshe is deraisa if it's bien, but if you have real chametz dog and gomer, it's like deita rumi, so it should be bottle. It should be bottle, so it should be mutter. So you can't make a kavachayim and derech. Nukshe is an isa deraisa, certainly chametz dog and gomer, like deita rumi. No, deita rumi, so it should be bottle. And the other Amara holds no. The Reb Lezer, the Tana Reb Lezer, has a rebuy from a pasuk that tarubis chametz is an isa deraisa to eat. And if Tarubas Chametz Dagen Gomer is deraisa, so Kavachayim and Chametz Nukshah is deraisa. Okay. So that was a Machlokes Amoraim. Whose opinion is the Mishnah going by? Yeah, where did they get this Reb Meir Shita? So they quoted a Braisa on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Reb Meir holds that eating Chametz Nukshah, you get Malkus, it's an Issa deraisa. Yeah. This is based on the Mishnah later, where the Mishnah speaks about Seir and Siduk. That's the Mishnah, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Seor, Chimutz is a process. It takes a long time. Less than Shir Mil, it's just not going to happen. Less than a Shir Mil, that's a Gemara somewhere. That nothing is going to happen. Where was that Gemara? That Gemara was Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah, in the middle of the Omer, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, less than a mil, it's not going to become chametz unless it's not room temperature, unless you have heat in the room. If you have a furnace, an oven, and the oven door is open, so then the whole room is going to be hot, and it's going to be memar lachametz. But that's usually when they need their matzahs in the same room, and they're going to put it into the oven. So they're careful to make sure the door to the oven is closed, and they have a fan there. The fan is making cool air in front of the oven. Inside the oven is burning hot. It's burning hot in the oven. If you leave the matzahs too long, they'll get burnt to a crisp. They won't exist. It's much hotter than our ovens. If you have just a plain oven like our oven, then you put in matzah, it'll become chametz before it'll become baked. Because it's much hotter than room temperature. So the heat will be memar lachametz. So again, so less than a shear mill, unless the room is unusually warm, it's going to be memar lachametz. A shear mill, nothing is going to happen. More than a shemil, then there's what to think about. It's going to take a long time. going to take a long time till it becomes chametz. So there's a chimutz is a process. When the process begins, the Mishnah calls it se'or. Not to be confused with se'or. In the Chumash, the Torah talks about chametz and se'or. So se'or is that bar of live yeast. You mix flour with water, and from the air, there are microscopic organisms that evolve. They're microscopic, we can't see them. So they're going to come in from the air. So if you don't put in any yeast, the yeast is full of microscopic organisms. You don't put in a bar of yeast or the packet of yeast, then it's going to take quite a few hours till these microscopic organisms come in and they eat some of the dough and they multiply, they eat some of the dough, multiply, that's what causes it to rise. It'll take quite a few hours. And if you use the yeast, then it'll take only 3-4 hours till it's going to rise. So when the process begins, we call that se'or. Se'or is the raw yeast that when I make chalas for Shabbos, I leave over a little bit for next week. We don't have to leave over. We go to the grocery store, you buy a packet of yeast, or you buy a bar of yeast. What do you have to save? But the bar of yeast, like a bar of butter, so the bar of yeast, that's called se'or in the Chumash. And the Mishnah se'or means when you mix the flour with the water and it started to rise. So that's a machlokes on there, reviewed in the Mishnah. When is it called se'or and when is it called siduk? Siduk is when the gemar of the rising process completed, and if you eat that, that'll be chametz dagen gomer, that yechayv kores for. So the Gemara points out, in addition, the Gemara Chulin points out, in addition to the two machlokes, and what daf Chulin, daf Chav Gimel, here on Mem Ches on the basic, they refer you. It's, I think it's in Chulin or Menachos daf Nun Gimel. So the Gemara says, in addition to the two machlokes and the Mishnah between Rabbi Rabbuda, when is the chametz process begin? One is it called Seir, and one is it called the Gemara chametz process? That one is called Siduk. There's a third point of machlokes, whether the Iser of Nukshe is the Reis of the Rabbanim. So they quoted a Braisa and they explained here. Va'ochlo bi'aboyim, that's on Mem Gimel on the Amud Aleph, right smack in the middle of Amud, it says, va'ochlo bi'aboyim, if you eat the chimutz, the chametz that started, the process began, but it didn't get to the stage of Siduk yet. You don't have the big cracks on top of the raw dough. So that says you get malchus hason the rameir. The rameir holds that it's an isa deraisa, and you get regular malchus. So the Gemara had a tradition, even though it doesn't say, the Rabbuda disagrees. Rabbuda holds that it's only the rabbanim. So that's a big shaila on the assumption that chametz nuksha is deraisa. Chametz Nukshe is deraisa. Was it only Nisrabe for an Isar Achila? Or do you say no? It's Nisrabe for the whole works. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. You're not allowed to eat Chametz Nukshe. There's a din about Yerad by Matzeh. So you're not, by Yerad by Matzeh applies to Chametz Nukshe as well. Or there's a din by Menachos. Lost the offer Chametz. You're not allowed to become Chametz. So maybe that's only real Chametz. Maybe the Chametz process beginning. Maybe that's only a chiddush that you're not allowed to eat that kind of chametz nuksha, where the chametz process began, but it didn't complete yet. Maybe that's only a pasuk by Pesach, and it doesn't extend to, it doesn't apply to menochas. So this, the Rabbi Yehuda said, this point seems to be the machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natan on the opening words in the Pirk, the Elu Oivrim, the following people. What do you mean Oivrim? Rashi says, Oivram Bal Yerot, they violate Bal Yerot. So Rashi learns that there's Bal Yerot, Chametz Nuksha. Once the Pasuk is Marbe, that there's a din of Chametz on Chametz Nuksha, so it's Mechadish for all the dinim, for all the halachas, for Korban Mincha and for Erev Pesach after Chatzosis, and it's a deraisa to eat it, and there's a din of Bal Yerot. And the Rabbi Natan seems to disagree. He holds no, Eilo Oiva Mehala Shulchan, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. It's not that it was Nisrabe that Chametz Nuksha has the same din as Chametz. No, it's just Nisrabe that you're not allowed to eat it. But on Erev Pesach, maybe it'll be Mutam in HaTorah. And maybe on Pesach, there's no Bal Yerot by Matzeh. And by Mincha also. It was only this Rabbi by Chometz on Pesach. Maybe by Mincha it should be Mutam. So that's where the Rabbi Natan is stuck. But there's a Beferish Gemara that says, there's a Beferish Gemara there, in Chulin, on Daf, whatever Daf. What Daf was it? Chav Gimel or something? Either Chav Gimel. So the Gemara said, the Ferish, the Chametz Nuksha, you're not allowed to let the Mincha become Chametz Nuksha. Chulin Dav Chav Gimel, Amenochas Dav Nun Gimel. So the Gemara is the Ferish there, that the din of Chametz Nuksha carries over from Pesach to Menachas. So doesn't it show that it's a din of Kol HaTorah Kulo like Rashi? That there's even Bali Rabbi Motz, and it should be also Menatari even on our Pesach after Chatzos. What's Rabbi Natan going to do with that Gemara? So Tosis throws up their hands and they say, maybe there's a Pasuk somewhere. They don't know where. Maybe there's a Pasuk. Shema Yesh Riba Bezema. Maybe there's a Pasuk somewhere. But that's what the Nerd of Yehuda points out. This, the way Tosis presented it, it sounds like a fundamental machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. When you're Marbed, the Chametz Nuksha, is awesome in Atorah, the Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it, was in this rabbi that is Dina Kechametz, or was only in this rabbi, not Dina Kechametz and Kala Tarkul. It's only in this rabbi that you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, there wouldn't be Bayuwa by Motzei, and it wouldn't apply to our Pesach after Chatzai. So that's what's the whole story with eating egg matzahs. Egg matzahs is really made peris, and made peris ain't machmitzim. They put in apple cider. Now they thought the last couple of years they put in wine that it should be matzah shira. If you want to eat, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's the Rishonim has that. The Rishonim all quote the Rishonim. One who eats matzah on Erev Pesach keep boil up his house on the Beis Chometz. Yeah. One of the Maskilim wrote. They were a bunch of characters. One of them wrote, "How can the Rishonim say keboil up his house?" He tried both, and it's not the same. He was Mizana with his girlfriend and he ate matzah b'er Pesach and he says, nah, it's not the same. It's not Kibbol HaRosh Hashanah. Okay. And Apikiris? No. Apikiris. He says, not the same. So you're not allowed to eat matzah b'er Pesach, so you're going to starve. You can't eat chametz. You can't eat chametz already. Shor Hamisha, you can't eat chametz. You can't eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat matzah. So what are you going to eat? You're going to starve the whole day. So Tosfos came up with a chiddush. Maybe not all the Rishonim agree, but in Shulchan Aruch they quoted the Tosfos that if it's matzah shira, you're not allowed to eat matzah b'er Pesach, only such matzah that you can be yotzei yidechei vaser. But if it's matzah shira, where was that Tosfos? That was Lamed Hei on the base. That was the end of a long Tosfos, Lamed Hei on the base. So Tosfos limited the yisa. Or the Karmini Rishon Aruchah matzah b'er Pesach, Kevin's Malki Yivbara, Sas Pesachah, Mahayinu matzah ruya, Latzis b'yidechei v'rizu, matzah shira. If you have egg matzah, it's matzah shira. So you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. So according to the Rambam, there was a problem with the old egg matzahs because the Rambam has a funny shita that the only four mashkim that make matzah shira is yayin, cholov, dvash, and shemen. Those are the only four that are mentioned on Lamed Vav and Mem Aleph. And the Rambam understood that it's dafka those four. So no one, we spoke about it, no one understood for centuries why, what's the yichus of these four mashkim that only these four, the others, can also make matzah shira. Why is only, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Rambam understood, it's only these four. Why? Why do they understand? So we said over the Avnei Nezer had an ingenious suggestion. If it's correct, he was a genius. Avnei Nezer was absolutely a genius. He had a whole explanation. Is it mitzaref or not? If the mashke is mitzaref, everything together, then it's mitzaref to make the matzah into a matzah shir. But if it's not mitzareif, the flour together, then it's not mitzareif. So it's like putting on jam on a matzah that was baked already. So it's not an integral part of the matzah. Then you can't call it matzah shir. So that was an ingenious pshat. Okay. So in recent years, they wanted to make the egg matzah in such a way that people would be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, according to the Tosfos. So that's why they put in the wine. Because until recently, egg matzah just had apple cider, apple juice, and it had eggs, and it didn't have. So according to the Rambam, it was not matzah shir, it was regular matzah, it can be etzi yidechei vaser. So that's what the on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, there was a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and Tosfos, the long Tosfos, mei peris hei machmitzim. So Rashi is on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Rashi writes, mei peris hei machmitzim means it won't become chametz dog and gomer. But the Tchilas Achimetz process, it will be Memar LaHachmetz. It will become Chametz. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Rashi, and most of the Mishanim disagreed with Rashi. Rashi is a minority opinion. Some Mishanim denied that Rashi ever said it. Okay? This is the Rashi did say it. They say Rashi only said it within one Tana, and he didn't mean that we pass on like that Tana. The Rashi is on Lamed Vav. So most of the Rishonim were of the opinion that May Peretz are not machmitzim at all. And even according to Rashi, May Peretz are machmitzim, and it's only going to be the Tchilas HaChimutz process, not going to be the Gemar HaChimutz process. So that's what the Nadi Behuda says, that if you all like the Rabbi Natam, that Chometz Nukshe was only in this Rabbi, then he gave to Achila, it was never in this Rabbi for Bal Yeroy. Then it was also never in this Rabbi for Pesach Eftach Hatzais. So to eat matzah shira, to eat egg matzah, that Rashi says it's Memaila Hachmetz, that you shouldn't eat it on Pesach, that shouldn't apply on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, only real chametz dog and gummy you're not allowed to eat. But the chilus hachimetz part chametz nukshin should really be muta on Erev Pesach. That's the Nadi Behuda has such a suggestion. He says the Rama says not so, but he says if someone will be mekel to eat matzah shira, meperis, on Erev Pesach hefta chatzais, he says there's room to be mekel. He's not prepared to be mekel, but there is room to be mekel. Yeah, this sheet of Rav Lezer that they quote on Mem Gimel and Aleph, Rav Lezer is of the opinion that Tarubas Chametz has a law, but there's no kares. So the Rambam Paskin like Rav Lezer. And they say from Mitzvahs, he counts as a law not to eat Chametz but Pesach, and that if you eat Chametz dog and gum, you get kares. Then there's another law not to eat Tarubas Chametz, and the Rav Lezer holds that there's no chi of kares on that. So the Rambam asks, what do you mean? But we Paskin Tam Kikir is deraisa. So Tarubas Chametz should be an Issa deraisa with kares. So why does Rambam say that? Why does he count that as a separate lav? That's the din of Tam Ki Iker. And there should be kares. If you have Tam Ki Iker, there should be kares. So the Vilna Gaon said, Anachanami, this pasuk that Rav Lezer learns out from the pasuk that Tarubas Chametz is Asur, is the mokka for Tam Ki Iker and Tolkola Tarakula. Whenever you have Tam Ki Iker on Chelev Adam, it's nice and tam, and the whole pot of soup, there won't be kares. He says that's exactly what the Rambam held. This pasuk by Tarubas Chametz is the mokah for Kol HaTarkula, the Tam Ki Iker, and on Tam Ki Iker there's no kares. But most assume not so. Most assume like the Ramban's kasha, that if it will be Tam Ki Iker, it should be kares. So Rashi raises the question. Rashi at the end of the whole sugya wakes up and he raises the question. There's a long Rashi and Mem Heim and Aleph. 20 lines long, and he says the sugya holds that Tam Ki Iker lav deraisa. We're talking about Tam Ki Iker, and the sugya goes with the shita that Tam Ki Iker lav deraisa. And Rashi and Chulin writes that that's how he paskins laloch, that Tam Ki Iker is lav deraisa. The Balamor over here says also Rav Lezer is talking about Tam Ki Iker, but it's not Tam Ki Iker deraisa. Tam Ki Iker is only deraisa if you can taste the trefa ingredient. In the tarubis, it tastes the same. It's not as powerful, not as strong, but it tastes the same as it would have tasted if you would have eaten it by itself. Except now it's diluted because it's his sarev and a pot of soup, and it's only a nice and tam in the soup. But it's the same flavor, but it's not as pronounced. But a lot of times you have two different flavors blend together to make a totally different flavor. Let's say a wild example. Let's say you have a grapefruit has a certain flavor, and salt has a flavor. So if you put a little bit of salt on top of the grapefruit, a miracle happens and it becomes sweet. Why? You have to know food chemistry. If you put a little salt on the grapefruit, it becomes sweet. And there are a lot of different flavor enhancers. When you mix one flavor with another flavor, you won't taste either this or that. You'll taste it and have it totally different, a third flavor. So the Balamor is of the opinion, Balamor here on Pesachim is of the opinion, that that's only Tam Ki Iker Derabbanan. That's not Tam Ki Iker Deraisa. We don't accept the Prima Gadim has a long psicha to Ilchas Pesach, and he shows that we don't accept that opinion of the Balamor. We hold that that's Tam Ki Iker Deraisa. So that's the Shana. What do you do with the whole sugya here? You're going to say, like the Vilna Gaon, that's strange, that this is, this Pasik Tarubas Chametz, this is the mocker for the Din and Kol HaTarkula. of Tam Ki Iker and Tam Ki Iker is Deraisa, and there's no Karis. It's a wild Chiddush Pashtus. We assume that Tam Ki Iker there is Karis, like the Ramban assumed. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said over the Merkavas HaMishnah. Is a sefer, several volumes on the Rambam. So whenever there's a problematic Rambam, so he'll always give the most bland, simple pshat in the Rambam, and it turns out that there's no kasha. So a lot of times it's too bland, it doesn't seem to be true. But every so often his pshat sounds like it's really correct. So here he has a pshat in the Rambam. He says, when the Rambam quotes the din of Rav Lezer, both in the Sefer HaMitzvot and in the Mishnah Torah, the Tarub is Chometz is Anisa Deraisa, but there's no Kares. The Rambam never said that it's Nimishen Amina and it's Nois and Tam. It sounds from the Rambam that he's talking about Mim B'Minoi. So Mim B'Minoi should really be Batal Chad B'Trei. So you have a Gzeres, you can't ask that it should be Tam Kiyika. Mim B'Minoi says, there is not a sin as Tam. It tastes the same. So it really should have been bottle chad betray. If it's less than 50% of the mixture, should have been bottled. So that's a chiddush in the pasuk that is not bottled, but it has nothing to do with tam kiyika, because it's talking about mimimina. So then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, according to this, Merkavas HaMishnah's pshat and the Rambam, it comes out called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. Midir Rabbanon, we had on Daf Laman and Meral. Midir Rabbanon, they made a din. The Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu. That was Rav Shmuel and Rava and Daf Laman and Meral. So he said, on the level of Deraisa, it is in a certain sense as a Mashu Deraisa, because if it's Min B'Minoi, Taruvos of Chometz and Matz and Min B'Minoi, and even though you have a Raif to be Mevatel, it is not Batel. So that's Mashu. That's Mashu. It's not Mashu Echad De Elef Alfei Alofim. But it's also a certain kind of a mashu. So that's on along the lines of the din derais. On the level of derais, it is to a certain extent, you say, chomis bepesach is mashu. And then with the rabbanon, they made really mashu, mamish mashu. Anyway, that's what the whole sugya is talking about over here. Then the Gemara has a discussion. You have two mitzvahs written in the same pasuk. The mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, and the mitzvah that the first night of Pesach you have to eat matzah. When you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we treat it like that's called a hekesh. We assume that there's some connection between the two. So in which way is the connection? So the Gemara says, if not for the fact that you have a riba kol loichal machmetzer, anyone and everyone who will eat chametz will be chayv kar. Anyone and everyone includes even women. I would have thought fakert. I would have thought a mitzvah saseh shazman grama women are potter. So women are potter from matzah. So I might have thought that just like women are exempt from the mitzvah matzah, women are not in violation of the issur to eat chametz, because the chametz and the matzah are the same pasuk. So it's a hekesh. So since mitzvah says she'as magram and women are potter, I would have thought that women are also permitted to eat chametz b'pesach. So kamash malon the ribik ki kol oichal machmetzes, kol oichal machmetz means anyone and everyone, means even women. I feel the noshim are also not allowed to eat chametz. And once you establish that noshim are not allowed to eat chametz, then I should say the hekesh in the reverse direction, that women are mechayev to eat matzah, despite the fact that it says zman grama. This is one of the many exceptions to the rule, that women are mechayev to eat matzah. So that's how the Gemara says. The Havamina would have been that you have two dinim in the same pasuk, and you would have thought that you start off with the mitzvah saseh she'zman grama nashim turis, women should be potter from matzah. They should lead me to believe that women should be allowed to eat chametz. And then once you have the ribik kolach hamachmetzes, women, it goes on Hashem. So then the hekesh between matzah and chametz tells me that women are mechayev to eat matzah, despite the fact that it says zman grama. Yeah. What do you do if you have such a pasuk that there's a hekesh between matzah and chametz? So you can say lekula, you can say lechumer. You can say in one direction, just like women are potter from matzah, they should be mutter to eat chametz. You can say no, just like ishvakasav ishlish lechol oishin shabbat Torah. Just like the women are not allowed to violate the Issur Chometz, that's a loisesh shazman grama. So women should be obligated to observe the matzah as well. So whenever you have a hekesh and you don't know whether the hekesh is goes lechumra lekula, what do you say? So the Gemara says kalecha dika lakusha lechumra lekula lechumra makshinin. You go lechumra. Yeah, here in the Tchilas HaSugya they started off not so. So that's the top thesis, and on the base discusses that. Why didn't they say lechumra makshinin? But here there's in the Tesu Shans, the Tesu Rashbo, the Rashbi Shans, he blurts out an idea. This is a big discussion in Rishonim and in Achronim. The Prima Godim has a lot about this. That klal kalecha dika lakushi lechum elikul. Whenever you have a hekesh, you're not sure in which direction. Does it lead you to be mekel or to be machmer? So you go lechumre. Is that the Torah sofik deraisa lechumre? Because you're not sure which way to darshan the hekesh. Or do you say, no, mi dehi batera, loshna lekula lechumre. Me the Hibatari always go lechumre, even in Dini Mamanis. So that's a thesis on Dav Gimla and Aleph and Bava Kama. Thesis thought in the Havamina that Kalecha Dika Lakusha lechumre lekula lechumre makshina is because Safik Deraisa lechumre. Safik Deraisa lechumre doesn't apply in Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis is a mitzvah machaber all of Arayat. So you should be potter if you have a Safik. So Tyson says, no, the Gemara there on Dav Gimla Manal from Baruch Kam is talking about how to darshan the psukim. So the Tyson says, no, quote the Rabbeinu Tam, midehi b'atoris, midesh atoris nidreshes ben. It's not b'toris sofik, luchum imakshin, it's b'toris vadai. So the Tyson's Rashbo and Adab says not so. Tyson Shant says that it's b'toris sofik, not b'toris vadai. There's quite a few nafkeminas. Yeah. Then we had the din, Torah Misak Kalkola bin Mekulko. Wow. That's the, in Yoredeh, Chelek Aleph, the last simon, in Chelek Aleph Yoredeh, Simon Kuf Yor Aleph. That's this din of Shtei Kupas, in Shtei Soim. I have two sacks of grain or flour, one is full of Truma and one is full of Chulin. And then I pour them into two other bigger containers, where I have a lot of chulin. And now I'm not sure whether I poured the truma into the truma and the chulin into the chulin, or maybe I poured the truma into the chulin and I made it into demai. I made it into meduma, not into demai, I made it into meduma. So meduma is a special chumra that truma, instead of being bottled beroiv, is bottled only be'echod emeyo. You have to have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of truma. Taisus shows that this whole din is of the Ferishi Gemara needed, this whole din. That the meduma you need for truma you need echad emeir is only mid the rabbanon. Even though the sifrei learns it out from a pasuk, es migda shomimenu at the end of parshas koyrach, but Tesis writes that a lot of times you have drushes in the sifrei that are only intended as an asmachta. So this is only an asmachta on the level of the raisa. The truma is bottled beroy, but mid the rabbanon you need meir. And then the meilas, since by truma you need meir, so by orla klakem you need masayim because. Since by Orlan Klal Kerem, not only is it also Machilat Zosa Bahanoah, so that's why mid the Rabbanah they required by Truma you need Meo to be about 100 units of Het against the 1 unit of Iser. So Orlan Klal Kerem, which are not only also Machilat Zosa Bahanoah, there you need twice as much. You need Masai. So the Pashto says that the whole din of Meo is only mid the Rabbanah. That's what Tosis proves from the Gemara, the Beferish. And then the Mela, the din of Masai is also only mid the Rabbanah. Din of Masayim is also only Midi Rabbanan. So here the Gemara discusses this din. Toilem Masak Kalkola ben Mekuko. You can't really say that it's Safik the Rabbanan Lekula because it's in Ikva Yisura. I know for sure that there's some Truma mixed in over here. I don't know if I poured the Truma, the little sack of Truma, I poured it into the big container of Truma. Maybe I poured it into the other sack. So you can't say Safik the Rabbanan Lekula because you have an Ikva Yisura. But we would like to say Safik Rabbanan Lekula. So they say, Tolem Masak Kalkola Bim Mekukol, that since the one big sack of Truma had a Cheskas Isa Truma, the other one had a Cheskas Heta, the other sack was Chulim Mesukanim, was plain Chulim. So now when I poured a little from the little containers into this big one, into that big one, so I can't say just simply Sveka Rabbanan Lekula, because Ikva Yisura, But I come to the same result. I say, tell him, Sakakol Mimkok. I say, let the sack that had the Cheskas Heter remain the Cheskas Heter. The one that had a Cheskas Sisa, the one that all along was Truma. So we assume that Truma fell into that one. Truma Latoch Truma Naflam, Chulun Toch Chulun Naflam. That's based on Chazaka. Yes, so why does it only work if it's an Issa de Rabbana? Should be Mutter, should be room to be Mekel, even if it would have been an Issa de Raisa? Should also say Tanim Sakakol Bemukukuk, the Shtal of Chazaka. That's the kasha that we worked on. So, Mistama, perhaps the answer is you can't say on the level of the Raisa, it's not really a good Chazaka, because originally you had 10 units of Heter, and now you have 11 units. An additional unit fell in. You don't know whether the additional unit that fell in was Truma and is not bottled the Asara, or was it Chulin and the Truma fell into the other one. So strictly speaking, on the level of the Raisa, it's not going to be really Cheskas Heter. But on the level of the Rabbanan, because we want to be Mekel, so the Rabbanan Lekula suggest outright to say so. Rabbanan Lekula can't say that because it's Ikva Yisuri. You know for sure that there's a little bit of Issa that's blended in over here. So that's the din that we say, Toilum. We act as if it's a Cheskas Heter, then we make it. So the Gemara said that din of Taliyah, Toilum Sakakol, the Mekukul only applies if it's an Issa de Rabban. It's an Issa de Raisa, you can't say Toilum. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Let's see, tomorrow. This Friday I won't be able to give, some of you listen to the shiur that I give on Friday, on Parsha, so this Friday I'm going to be in California, so I won't be able to give a shiur. I'm not going to give a shiur at 7:30 in the morning in California. So I won't be able to give a shiur. I won't be able to give a shiur on Sunday either. I won't be here. So tomorrow, believe that, I'd like to give a shiur on the Parsha. A lot of important dinim in Parsha Semor. But I won't be able to. Tomorrow morning there's going to be a chalitza in Riverdale, so I'm interested in going to watch the chalitza. It's a rare thing. So in order to be able to go, I'd like to start the shiur tomorrow morning. This classroom, we have access in the morning. I'd like to give the shiur 9:15. And I'll have to finish by around 10:30 or 10:40 in order to go to see the chalitza. It's important. You should all try to see chalitzas. I remember Rabbi Tendler once told me that the one and only time that he ever saw chalitza was when my father had it in the yeshiva. It's a rare thing. You have to see to know what it's all about. This couple, they don't want to have too many people there. Because of COVID, sometimes people are embarrassed also, they don't want to have. So they're just going to have a few rabbis there. But the next time when there'll be a chalitza, there may be another chalitza one of these days. If they'll allow students to come, I would recommend that as many people as possible should go and see the chalitza. So again, so tomorrow I'd like to give the shiur. We'll try this classroom at 9:15 on Parshas and more, and then on Friday and on Sunday I won't be able to give the shiur. But I'll plan to be back on Monday morning. Okay? Not too many. Okay.
The
Chalitza is actually at 10 o'clock
tomorrow. Oh, it's 10 o'clock? Mordechai told me that he told Rabbi the wrong time back. Oh. At 10 o'clock in the
Wait a minute. So it's 10 o'clock.